Welcome. You've got mail.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
All right.
Shit.
Shit, man.
Shit, man. All righty. This is episode 18. Welcome back.
Was there a knockout? Welcome back. Episode 18. He said, she said, podcast. We are watching UFC 254. Something. 254. I don't remember. Habibi versus Justin Gaethje. Yeah. Oops. That's not good. Just let's see who won here.
254. I was right.
UFC 254. All right.
Alrighty. Yeah. So.
I have a broken mic right now, so apologies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping an eye on the screen.
I'm hoping it won't crackle.
Well, it shouldn't crackle, but I'm keeping an eye on the screen in case it cuts out.
Okay. Sweet. All right. So, I guess we're going to talk a bit about our weeks first, and then we have some questions from Instagram.
Fuck my life.
And then we're going to do some of our favorite Halloween movies, horror movies, I guess. And then I have a spooky Would You Rather.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
I'll go first
whatever.
On my week.
Pardon?
I'll go first on my week.
Yes, I'd like to hear.
I didn't do anything, really.
Wow.
I just worked.
Exciting yet again.
A lot of work. A lot of working. A lot of learning, too. I'm trying to teach myself how to do like graphics and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so yeah.
I usually just come home from work, go to the gym quick. My ghetto gym.
Go to the gym.
And then I just kind of sit on my laptop and teach myself how to use graphics like Photoshop, or I use Canva and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Learning.
Aww.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. True.
That's about it. I watch Borat. We'll talk a bit about that
too. Oh, yeah.
Borat 2. That is pretty much it. We watched The Bachelorette on Wednesday. Hopefully you guys listen to that episode.
Mm-hmm.
As of today, Kanye West is on Joe Rogan. We haven't listened to it yet, but yes. I'm sure we'll talk about that next week.
Oh my God, I'm excited to listen to that one.
Oh, I do have one other cool thing to
talk
about too. I'm now the communications and digital media coordinator.
Wow.
For your Langley Riverman.
Fancy title.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
Finger guns.
Yeah.
Nice. Congrats. What did I do this week? My week was pretty good. Monday, I was getting over being sick. I was so sick on the weekend. It was disgusting. And then, Monday I was getting over that. Tuesday I worked. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I got given the days off. So Wednesday was a huge catch-up day, if we will say that. Got a lot done. A lot of adult things. I booked an oil change. Well, hear me out. Okay, I guess that was very funny.
Sorry. Some adult things.
Some adult things. I got my oil changed. Big woman things. I hate doing that stuff by myself, but so
yeah.
I have that.
Remember when I had to go with you to get your oil change?
I made Matt come with me to get my oil change because I didn't know what to do.
Or that one night. That was... Fuck, when was that? Last month? Whenever I was... Seeing that one woman on Tinder. You like texted me at like 10 o'clock one night. What are you doing? Are you up? I was like, yeah, why? He's like, can I come pick you up and can you help me fill my tires up with air?
Oh my God.
I was like, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so I booked an oil change. I went, I returned a bunch of clothes. I went and had lunch with my dad. I went and I re-signed up at my old gym. So Steve Nash used to be Steve Nash, but now it's just Fitness Worlds. So I went and I re-signed up there. Then Wednesday, I was planning to do a day trip to the island because it was supposed to be really nice.
Thursday.
I lied. Thursday. And yeah, it was supposed to be really nice. And I was like, okay, like I'll get up at either, fucking 5 and grab the 7 a.m. or I'll do the 9 a.m., and I slept through all of my alarms and didn't get up until 11. I was so fucking pissed. I was like, you got to be joking. So I just did a me day and I went shopping. I went to the Richmond outlets. Pretty cool. I also just like being around the airport. It's fun to watch the planes land and take off because it's so close.
Do you have autism?
Why?
I don't know. Just the way you were like, I like to watch the planes land and take off.
I don't know. What's it called where you get distracted really easily? I don't think I can ever finish a conversation because my mind always ends up wandering off and I just spitball what I'm saying. Yeah. Like a dog when you're running and then they see a squirrel and they stop and keep going. Yeah. That's kind of what happens in my brain.
Yeah, pretty much. I can confirm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did that. And then I went downtown just for a bit. I was near. And then I stopped in again and saw my dad at work. And then Friday, yesterday, I fucking went to the gym and worked my ass off. And I am so sore today. It's not even funny. Like, anytime I move, it's like, but, and then met up with a buddy and watched Borat. Good. Watch Team America. Watched Slenderman. Watched Slenderman, which wasn't as scary as I was anticipating. And now is now.
I started watching Top Boy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to turn myself into like a...
Englishman?
English fucking gangster
you
now.
Need the super skinny joggers with the massive chunky shoes.
Yeah.
And you need a big North Face vest,
which I have.
One. And you need an Adidas what's it called, like chest fanny pack, but like a chest pack.
I've got one of those too. It's
you gotta start Adidas, dressing it's... like that and wear the toques or the like weird beanies where they like are super, there's a word for them, but like skaters wear them where they it almost looks like you're wearing a yarmulke on the top of your head. Holy shit.
We're looking at Murphy versus ratchet. Shakapova right now, flyweight fight, two women.
Oh my god.
Side note, they don't look like ladies.
Goodness gracious. Jesus Christ. Rough. Dude, I don't know what I'm going to do on Halloween. None of you guys want to do anything. You guys are all lame.
Well, no.
When I brought it up, I literally got shut down. Like, why the fuck?
I didn't say that. I would have been down for something, but there's like nothing to do. Everything's shut down. Like,
can watch horror movies. Fucking... Do a horror movie marathon.
We could do that still if. Even if I it's go to the game, Saturday. We can do it after. Yeah. I have to go trick-or-treating at 5, though. What?
No, you don't.
I do?
With fucking who?
Myself? I gotta go get that fucking candy, dude.
Oh, my God. I don't think my parents aren't gonna hand out candy this year. I don't think many kids are gonna be wanting to go door-to-door grabbing candy that's been touched by a bunch of people.
Yeah. Well, it's because of the fake virus.
Yeah. It's all a conspiracy.
Wah, wah, wee, wah. Let's go. Oh, my God.
I almost burped. All right. So that was my week. So on that note, why don't we get into Borat? Quickly talk about that before we get into some questions.
Yeah. So I went into it. I knew it wasn't going to be as funny as the first one.
No, for sure.
I knew because he got absolutely sued out of his ass for the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Second one had some funny points, had some funny moments for sure. Yeah. It was good. Like, it wasn't bad.
No.
It didn't exceed my expectations, but it kind of just met them. Like, it was like a movie. Right? And especially because he filmed it during COVID. Like, you can't really do much.
Yeah, but I thought it was okay. Like Max said, yeah, there were a couple funny parts. But it's hard because you could tell most of it was scripted.
Yeah.
It was almost disappointing. Like, it was still good because Borat's funny. But it was almost disappointing. Like, it met my expectations, but, like, at the same time, my standards were pretty low for this one.
Yeah, so. It was okay. My favorite movie of 2020 still is King of Staten Island.
That one was a good one.
Nothing's bumped that one off for me yet.
I don't think I've seen many new movies.
I don't think many really have came out.
No.
But, yeah.
No.
It was okay. I mean, like, I'll tell people to watch it just because it's Borat.
Yeah. And,
I mean, the shit he did to Rudy Giuliani and Michael Pence was kind of funny.
Michael Pence.
Michael Penis, I have your woman. So that was pretty good. He's a fucking hell of an actor, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just he just does the dumbest shit with a straight face.
Yeah.
Did you see the stuff? Have you seen the stuff he's been doing with David Dobrik?
Yeah. Like the gumball thing?
The gumball thing, or when he drove his van into the driveway and he ripped his Tesla door off. Like,
oh my God. Or he's
watering the grass and he starts watering David's laptop. It looked thirsty.
Oh my God. I think it's just the accent and like his overall awkwardness that just makes it, you know?
You know who he's married to?
Someone hot?
Ilsa, whatever her name is, from Wedding Crashers.
Oh, and actually? Other
things. Yeah, what is her last name? Ilsa Fisher, I think? Ilsa. Wedding Crashers, Shopaholic, Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Oh, okay.
Keeping Up with the Joneses, Scooby-Doo.
The Ginger?
Yep. Hot Rod.
No fucking way, the you Ginger. No what? Way.
You look shitty, yeah.
She's so cute.
Yeah. They're married. They got kids, I'm pretty sure.
What the hell?
They've been married, married for a minute. Married for 10 years.
That's crazy. She's so cute. All right. Well, that shocked me.
Yeah.
That's insane. All right. Well, I don't know even what to say. I mean, he's not bad looking, but when I look at Sacha Baron Cohen or whatever his name is, I just think of Borat.
Yeah.
Or Ali G.
Yeah. That is true.
Both of which I do not see with a cute little redhead. That sounds mean, but...
Oh, last night I found a bunch of old photos of me, like at like parties and stuff when I was playing hockey.
Oh, no.
Fuck, were they funny.
Oh, speaking of last night, I want to talk about Jared's fight.
Jared Revel, our old boss, fought last night in Brazil.
Brazil, dude.
He fought UFC vet Sergio Moraes. If the fight was 10 seconds longer... Jared would have had an armbar win.
That was fucking crazy, dude. I started freaking out when that happened.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. And then when he like kind of popped him up, I was so worried that the guy's arm was going to pop out. Break, I was like, ooh.
But Jared held on to a unanimous decision victory in Brazil against the UFC.
Crazy.
So good for him. Hopefully he gets a contract soon with somebody big.
Yeah.
Come on. He deserves it.
Super proud of him.
Yeah, it was good. Good to watch.
Yeah.
Congrats to him and Brad, his coach.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, with the topic of MILFs, thanks to our good friend, Brett.
Heavy P.
We're not friends, but him and Mac are. But due to association, he's now one of my closest friends. So, we'll get into his questions, because he has about 8.
None of them I can really answer.
They're all for Mac Nasty. Oh, I can answer some of them for you.
Okay.
All right. So we've got like a whole story going on. It's like a whole novel. I don't even know where to start. All right. So the fact that Mac slams at least 24 MILFs a day and then acts like he doesn't, which is a fact. The MILFs love him. All right. Then the fact that Mac, or all the MILFs Mac smashes are actually 11 out of 10s.
Some
can
of them,
you confirm?
Some of them are pretty good.
Some looking. Of them.
Like, a lot of them are very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Some of them, not.
And you still did it anyway. They've
got beautiful personalities.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how bastard. To answer that.
It's true. The fact that when Mac walks down the street, he actually gets mauled by sexy cougars 24/7.
I wouldn't say mauled, but.
He I mean, definitely
you've
gets
seen
eyes.
It. You've
dude,
seen
you
it.
Don't even know. When we walk downtown Vancouver, all of them.
I know, it's weird.
And they'll be walking with their fucking kids, and they're eyeing him up and down.
He's got that MILF magnet. What's up?
It's fucking crazy. Explain that MILFs actually come to Mac, and Mac doesn't go to MILFs. Can you confirm or deny speaking on the accounts of Walmart?
I don't know. She's a MILF.
Was she...
She was like a gilf.
Did you go like to her? Did she come to you guys?
She came to us Ayo. And I think asked me to like ask to bum a smoke off me. And then we asked to buy drugs off of her.
So while we're here talking
about MILFs. No, I can't talk about this. But do I go after MILFs or do they come to me? I'd say it's like 50-50.
Really? I'd love to see you in action downtown. Maybe today, if a MILF checks you out, I want to see you.
That probably won't happen today. It's got to be like warm weather season.
Mm.
So, I mean, it is cuffing season right now, though.
That's a fact.
I don't know. It's weird. I don't actually specifically look for women that have kids because that's just fucking weird. Oh, it just kind of happens, and it's happened too much.
Oh my god. All right, so then we have another one. What kind of cologne does Mac wear to get MILFs left, right, and center? What kind of cologne do you use?
I have like a Dolce
and Gabbana.
Gabbana one, I think, and then I have like a Guess one.
Nice.
I need some. If I had Savage by Dior, like, it'd be lights out for you ladies.
It's already lights out for these ladies. Random guess from 100 to 179. All these specific. How many MILFs check out Mac a day?
I'd say at least 112.
I'd say 420. You should start the MILFschler?
The MILFschler instead MILFschler. Of the Bachelor.
Bachelor. That was dyslexia at its finest. So let's Mac get... and 30 MILFs. Imagine that. And then MILFs gone wild. Mac sees how many MILFs can he get to flash him.
One for one so far.
Only one, and she was a GILF.
So backstory, me and Brett, we kind of grew up together. He lived a couple houses down from me, and we used to play road hockey together. And then I became really good friends with a stepbrother, too. He became my captain in Chase. He actually got me signed in Chase.
Ooh.
So, yeah, good guys. They're both, like, married with fucking kids now.
Oh, cute.
So I guess, yeah, happens. I'm freezing right now.
Actually, turn the fireplace
on.
No,
because it'll be too loud.
And it's frozen. I feel like we're going to miss the Khabib fight.
Yeah, we still got like four fights for Habibi. We'll be Habibi. Done this by then.
All right. And then I have two questions from Jeremy. These ones are good ones. So the first one is, have you ever been arrested and tell this story? So I know Mac has been detained.
Yeah.
In the sense of been put in handcuffs.
I've been detained, but I've never actually been charged with anything.
No. And the only encounters that I've had with police that were air quote negative weren't even that bad. That's it. I've never been pulled over.
I mean, I've been in trouble with the police like when I was younger and we trashed a golf course. But
yeah,
when I was here, leaving the gym, I got pulled over and they're like, oh, do you have weed in the car? I was like, yeah, I got two joints because I could smell it. And they're like, okay, get out of the car. They cuffed me, sat me down, and fucking tore my car apart. Even though I gave them the two joints. And I was like, I don't have anything else.
No.
Like, settle down. That's it.
Oh, I guess I was crossing the border and we got pulled in. I was on my way to Paradiso down in the Gorge amphitheater. And we got pulled in because, well, one, we were in a truck and the tonneau cover was down. And they like to have it open so they can see what's inside, obviously, when you drive past.
Yeah.
So we had it closed. We had nothing suspicious. And obviously crossing the border, like we didn't have anything on us. And so they pulled us aside. When we were at Peace Arch, they made us sit on the bench and they wouldn't let us look. Like they wouldn't let us turn around. The bench was facing the other way. And when we turned around and when I stood up, they were like, no, sit down and face the other way.
Oh, weird.
And then they, brought a dog in, but I've never been in trouble, like, arrested or whatever with the law. And then the second one we have is streaking or skinny dipping.
I've never streaked. I've skinny dipped.
I skinny dipped in Thailand.
No.
I got so fucking plastered off of their buckets.
Weird bugs up your ass.
Plankton. Oh, another thing, dude. We went swimming in one of the ocean and there was tons of plankton, I guess, or jellyfish or something.
Oh, knockout.
And I got, I got stung everywhere. My legs, it looked like I had chicken pox.
Ooh.
And his aunt was like, you have to pee on her. You have to. And I'm like, no, I would rather deal with the sting.
That's
and
the way you get rid of the
She was like,
burn.
No, like you have to pee on her. And I'm like, that's not fucking happening. I will go back in the water to wash it off. But yeah,
you've never been peed on before?
No.
Oh, me neither.
I'm not into that. I feel like it's more fun than streaking. Because streaking is so like... everyone can see you, but at least if you're skinny dipping,
you're underwater.
You're in the water. And it was at night too, so it was pitch black. But
yeah.
More fun. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
Those are some questions. Not really questions. We had two questions and then...
just statements.
MILFs. But listen, I'll confirm all of them are true. Anyways, so last week we said in honor of Halloween being, I guess when you're hearing this, the upcoming Friday, we're going to do our top three favorite Halloween movies and then maybe some honorable mentions of horror movies if you want.
Sure.
And then I have some spooky would you rathers.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. All right. Should we go one for one and just do all of them at once and then honorable mentions?
Go one for one.
All right. So in no particular order or in particular order, your choice.
Up to you.
You bastard. Let's do in no particular order.
Okay.
McNasty, start us off.
Halloween Town.
Yeah.
Disney Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a kid, like, soon as October 1st hit, Disney Channel would go, like, yeah, all Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And so you'd always get, like, the Halloween Town 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I loved that stuff as a kid, so that's definitely on my list.
Yeah, okay, that's on mine, too. That one's an easy one. If you don't like Halloween Town, you're messed up in the head. Yeah. In the nicest way possible. All right, next one.
Probably, like, Ghostbusters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually watched the Ghostbusters.
No?
No.
Okay.
Maybe just like clips of them, but I don't think I've ever watched one like fully through.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, I have... this one's kind of horror movie-esque. Well, it is a horror movie-esque, but I watch it at Halloween. Is Halloween with Michael Myers.
Yeah, that's good.
Or whatever. That one's a good one. I like that one.
Probably.
It's almost funny, just the way he walks so eerie and the way he turns his face with the knife.
So it's not really a Halloween movie, but it's good to watch around Halloween. Excuse me. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Right? With Freddy and Jason. Yeah, so that'll probably be another one too.
Okay. All right. I like, have you seen Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that one, but it's almost more like Christmas.
It is, because it's in the wintertime.
Yeah, but fuck, that one's fun to watch at Halloween.
Yeah. That's good. And then like for scary movies, probably.
Oh, what about some, okay, some honorable mentions first from the Halloween. Have you seen Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
That one with Jack Skeleton and Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I was going to say Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Okay, so five. Whatever. Top five. What are some of your favorite horror movies? Or like scary movies?
Shit, I just had it too. The Conjuring is good.
Oh, yeah, that one's on mine.
The
Conjuring goes hand in hand with the Annabelles, right?
Yeah. Sort of.
Like with Lorraine.
Yeah.
And what's his face? Annabelle's are on my list. I like those movies. Like the paranormal, almost like demonic thriller ones like that.
Speaking of, you know, Paranormal Activity?
Shoot,
I just got a Facebook memory in my Facebook status in 2011. Paranormal Activity, eat shit.
God. I don't think I ever got super invested in Facebook.
No.
No, my dad's a Facebook mom. He documents everything. It's super cute.
Because you're too young.
Yeah.
Have
you seen Ouija?
Yeah.
I like those ones, as fucked as they are. I'm not a big gore person. Like watching the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and like Wrong Turn, those ones are fucking gross to me. Like creepy Saw. On a whole new level. Yeah, it's Saw. I watched
Hostel. That's a fucking...
oh, ugh. My God. But I don't really like them because I get super freaked out, but I like watching the psychological thrillers and paranormal ones, like Annabelle, Ouija, The Conjuring.
Sinister is on my list for scary movies.
Oh, yeah.
That one gets me going.
Have you seen The Ring?
Yeah.
That one's a good one. That one was well done. That one's freaky.
There's another one, too, that...
Insidious.
The first Insidious.
After yeah, that, I watched that one yesterday. You know, I was so tired yesterday. It was the last one that we watched. And I was so tired. By the end of it, like, I'd passed out and woke back up. And I was like, holy fuck, I need to go home. And then I was so tired to the point where I wasn't even scared. You know, when you're just kind of, like, numb. Just, like, so I'm sitting there. And then the fucking... It's when she's showing the pictures, or she takes the guy's pictures, but he's actually the demon.
Yeah.
I was freaking out the whole movie. I had my eyes covered. I was like almost, I was like shaking and crying. And by the end of it, I was like, this dude looks like fucking Darth Maul. Like, not freaky at all, but pretty freaky. So, I don't know. I don't really, now I'm on a fucking, I just, I'm remembering all of the horror movies that I've watched. They're fun to watch.
They're fun to watch in a group.
Yeah. I mean, one-on-one is fun if it's with the right person. Because if it's with someone who watches them religiously and isn't phased, it's not fun because then you just look like a wuss. But if you're watching them one-on-one with someone who's equally as scared. I remember you and I watched The Babysitter Part 2. Yeah. And that one I didn't think was going to be scary because the first one wasn't that scary. But it was fucking freaky.
It was weird because I... realized halfway through the second one I've never seen the first one.
Yeah,
but oh, this is okay.
What do you do? Yeah, I don't know. I like watching them in groups, but it's almost like, but then again, it has to be the right group of people, because if people are not paying attention, then it's not fun.
Yeah, that's
you true. All have to be invested and equally as freaked out.
That is true.
But anyways,
yeah.
Any other honorable mentions?
When the Blair Witch first came out.
I didn't think it was that scary. Yeah, you never actually see the witch.
You probably also didn't watch it when it first came out.
I watched it by myself.
Yeah, but I'm like when it first came out in the early 2000s or whatever. Mm. It was pretty fucking freaky.
No. No, I was talking to my friend about that last night. It wasn't really that scary because you just hear noises, but you never actually see anything. Like, when they pan the cameras, it would have been so much more freaky if, like,
Mama was scary.
Oh, I don't watch. I didn't watch that.
That one freaked me out.
That one with Olivia.
Sure.
What's her name? The girl from...
Olivia Munn?
Yes.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Anyway.
All right.
I haven't seen that one, but... All right, so I have a couple Would You Rathers, and I tried to find some, like, scary Halloween ones, but they all came up like, would you rather carve a jack-o'-lantern or bob for apples? I'm like, what kind of questions are these? Obviously carve a pumpkin, duh.
Yeah.
So I found some for horror movies, ooh, I guess, if you will. So would you rather... play with a cursed Ouija board or spend a weekend in the haunted cabin in the woods, which is another freaky movie, by the way. Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, I'd probably play with the Ouija board.
Yeah. Yeah. At least you're safe in your home with demons.
Yeah, all I know is, like, if I was in a scary movie, I'd be the first to die because I'd just run out there and be like, kill me now. Please get it over with.
Oh, my God. Speaking of scary movies and running, the Scary Movie sequels.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Those ones are good. Those are good. But, yeah, no, I agree. If I was in that situation, I feel like I would do the same. Just scream and run and then just get murked. That's
a lot of Range Rovers.
Range Rover Sport Chuck. All right. Did you ever watch American Horror Stories?
I watched a couple of them.
Do you remember the carnival?
Yeah, season? I watched the carnival.
Okay, so you wake up and see a clown hovering over your bed. For me, it's an instant no. It doesn't matter what clown it is. I would fucking end it. Would you rather see Pennywise from It or Twisty from American Horror Story?
Twisty.
Actually?
Yeah. Fuck Pennywise.
So both of them suck.
Twisty just looks like clowns. An alcoholic, greasy fucking guy.
Yeah, but his face. I feel like you wake up in the middle of the night, you see that is more scary than seeing Pennywise with his fucking clown-ass hair.
Yeah, either way, it's not fun.
I think I would do Pennywise, but only in the sense of Pennywise looks like a friendly clown until it opens its mouth. Pennywise looks like a friendly clown until it opens its mouth,
yeah.
Whereas Twisty just looks freaky all the time.
Yeah, but he looks fat, so you could probably outrun him.
Not if he's on top of me, dude. Are you fucked?
Okay, sorry. Well,
At least Pennywise is as skinny as I am, so at least I have some leverage there. Twisty's like double my weight. All right. Oh, this one's kind of gross. I don't know. Would you rather be forced to eat a bowl of raw worms or have live spiders dumped on your naked body?
Raw worms. I don't fuck with spiders.
Yeah, I agree. Throw some sriracha on the worms, you're Gucci.
Yeah, it tastes like fucking pasta.
Oh. Okay, you're trapped in a house with a murderer, but you can't hear anything. Or trapped in a house with a murderer, but you can't see anything. Which do you pick? I'd say hear nothing.
Yeah, I gotta see something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta find out.
I feel like even if there wasn't a murder in the house, just having your eyes closed and hearing noises is really scary. Oh, God. All right. You suspect that you're being stalked by an evil demon. How do you get rid of it? Go to a witch and perform a ceremony to expel the demon. Go to a church, talk to a priest, and stock up on holy water. Get on a flight and hope the demon can't find you in Siberia.
I'm going to find some witches. We're yeah. doing a seance.
Yeah. Use a Ouija board, get rid of it. Or like the people that throw the water at you. Oh, what do they say? They say a weird chant and then...
Yeah, I know what you mean, but yeah. I can't remember it.
Oh, God. Ooh. Have you seen The Nun?
Yeah.
Have you seen Hereditary?
No.
I refuse to see that. That one apparently is super freaky. And did you watch Slenderman?
No.
Okay. Slenderman wasn't that scary. I watched it yesterday. Not that scary. But would you... Which horror movie would you be most terrified to be in? The Nun, Hereditary, or Slenderman? I guess that's kind of hard because
you haven't seen
Hereditary, but or two of them. So I'll answer this one. The Nun was not that scary. I thought it was going to be a lot more scary than it was, but nothing really ever happens. I haven't seen Hereditary. Apparently that one fucks you up. Oh my God. Speaking of ones that fuck you up, As Above, So Below is by far the scariest movie I have ever watched.
Yeah, it is. It's fucked.
So I'm adding that one on the list. That one is freaky. I would be most scared to be in that movie. Slenderman wasn't scary, but the situations were really scary. So I feel like I would be most terrified to be in that one just because I haven't seen Hereditary. But because the being, like, it's hard because you haven't seen the movie, but... it would be pretty freaky in the sense of if you were in that situation, because you watch, it's almost like The Ring. They watched the video and then they started seeing him.
Oh,
and yeah. Like he was like abducting all of the friends.
Yeah, fuck that.
But like this one girl, so the one girl didn't believe him, whatever. So she goes over to this guy's house. They're making out on the couch. He gets on top of her on the couch, and then she sees him start to go crazy and turns into Slenderman. The big shadow comes over top. I think he was strangling her. And then she started screaming. But then, like, I don't know, it all came back to her and it wasn't real. So, like, they started seeing it.
Oh, that is,
I
guess, weird.
I don't know. It's hard to explain, especially if you haven't seen it. But anyways. Oh, is this the Khabib fight right now?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay. Would you rather watch your best friend be tortured by Jigsaw, but they live, or have to cut off your own arm in one of his traps?
Yo, you're getting tortured.
Yeah, I was going to say, fuck you, Mac. I'm watching that shit happen.
Fuck that. I need my arms.
Yeah. But you lived, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Exactly. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're a big boy. You can deal with it. All right, would you rather be possessed by a demon or find out your whole family has been possessed your entire life?
Family.
Yeah, if they've been possessed your whole entire life, then...
They haven't fucking killed me yet. What's going on?
Yeah. Hurry up the process. I feel like it'd be fun to be possessed. I don't know. Because it's not you doing the actual things. It's like you go to bed and someone else is doing their deeds and then you wake up. You hear,
like, people talk to you in your head and stuff, like demons.
Oh, maybe not. Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I feel like that was it. Maybe I should find some more. Oh. Would you rather be stalked by Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger? I think Michael Myers. I've never seen that man run.
Yeah, but he's always fucking right behind you. Yeah, I don't... The first time I watched Freddy vs. Jason, I had nightmares for like weeks because I was only like 10 or 11.
Oh my god.
Yeah, fuck
see
me
my
up.
Parents would never ever let me watch horror movies. Like, you know, obviously they never watched them growing up. So yeah, when all of my friends were like in like grade 7, grade 8 and watching horror movies, I was like, I can't do it. And now, so I was never scarred as a young child, I guess. Now I'm just scarring myself.
Yeah.
Current day.
Pretty much.
Ooh. Okay, this one's pretty freaky. Would you rather be locked in a haunted, insane asylum or lost in the woods, both with a killer on the loose?
Insane asylum.
I don't know, because other people who are insane freak me out. Like, just being around, like, there's a murderer running around an insane asylum as other people are, like, tweaking and shit. I feel like I'd rather be alone in the woods.
Yeah, but you can never find your way out of the woods.
Yeah, but there's so much more ground, whereas in an insane asylum, you're, like, confined in a space.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
I'll take you know what I really want to do is go to that abandoned asylum.
I went to the abandoned tuberculosis hospital in Kamloops.
Oh, yeah?
It was fucking scary.
Yeah, I feel like it would just be so creepy to even just walk through
the
halls.
It's a compound. They used to have, like, houses and fire hall. Oh, they filmed The Expendables there, actually.
Ugh.
But,
yeah, you know, I watched... creepy. I didn't watch. I listened to a podcast called Brainwashed on CBC.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about MK Ultra and all that stuff with the... that... It wasn't an insane asylum, but the hospital in, I want to say, Ontario. I could be wrong. It was pretty freaky.
Interesting.
Oh my god. Okay. One more. Did you ever watch Wrong Turn?
Yep.
With the cannibals and all that shit?
Mm-hmm.
So would you rather be in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or... be in Wrong Turn? Like, would you rather have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre experience happen to you, like the original one, or be in the vehicle that took the wrong turn with all the cannibals?
I'd probably go Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah,
I don't want to get eaten. Did you ever watch Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah.
So hang on.
Oh my god,
that movie made me laugh hysterically.
Actually,
they were so funny. And Buddy just comes in and smacks him over the head with a fucking frying pan. And
oh my god.
Like, oh, there's just a bunch of inbreeds, right?
Yeah. So before we cut it off, one of my old girlfriends from high school, she lives on a farm. And she's got this, like, she's got her little farmhouse. And she's got, like, a separate, I'd say it's like a coach home, I guess. It's just like a small little room that's like on her property, but you know, you have to walk down the driveway to get there. Anyway, so a couple years ago, a group of us went over Halloween to her house and we were watching horror movies, and we watched that movie on the fucking farm, and it was foggy as shit and there's like animals running around making noises, and then fucking lights were turning on around her house, and we're all in this tiny fucking room. It was the scariest thing, but that's when I first watched The Hills Have Eyes. Fun fact, not that anyone cares, but
I think that's such a, they're funny movies.
Yeah,
all of them. I
just don't like the gory graphic, and even just looking at freaky people is like ew.
Yeah, that's true. It's like walking downtown East Side.
Oh, God. Anyway.
All right.
Oh, here we go. All right. Yeah, we're going to cut it off because the...
they're not fighting yet. There's still three more fights.
Oh, you got to be fucking joking. Never mind.
They're just walking into the arena now.
Shit.
Yeah.
But we should probably cut her off there.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This one will be out on Monday, just before Halloween.
Ooh.
Spooky. You can follow our social media if you want. Our Instagram is at the He Said She Said Podcast. It's the only one we use. We don't do anything else.
Yeah, Instagram's the way to go.
communicate with us, send us messages, whatever you want to hear next. Tell us funny stories to talk about if you want. Anything.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. See ya.
That's what she said. That's what she said. That's
No, that's what he said.